Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 7th day of August, year of our Lord, 2018, and welcome to the John Moore Show. Let's see what's on Drudge for breaking headlines. It wasn't anything of any consequence. They're talking about Alex Jones being banned from some of the social media. That's not exactly major news. Alex used to drive around when I had my Saturday afternoon show here on Republic Broadcasting. That's been... oh, my goodness. How many years ago? 12 years ago? Alex would be driving around Austin, Texas, and call in as a caller on my show. That's been quite a while ago. So Alex knows who I am, and he's been doing great work for a lot of years. I don't get too concerned about being banned from something like Twitter or Facebook. I think it's a big zero as far as I'm concerned. YouTube is something else. Of course, that's a major communications platform that I use every day, and many people on the alternative media make great use of on YouTube. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage people to work on their physical conditioning. Now, everybody's got their own starting point. Everybody's got their own situation. Focus on stretching before you do anything, and of course, before you even do the stretching, if you have some underlying health conditions, you might want to talk to your healthcare provider, healthcare professional, before starting anything, so you don't cause any harm. And once you're satisfied that you can commence, then commence your stretching and walking, and go from there. Just stretching and walking are two excellent ways to get started. If you're living in an area where it's not terribly hot, you might want to consider wearing one of these sauna suits so you sweat. The sweat is a good thing. It's one of the detoxing things that our body does to help get the toxins out. And just walking around inside the house, you may have an air-conditioned home. You walk around, and I don't mean just sit. Even sitting would be even better than doing nothing. But wearing a sauna suit indoors you will sweat also, even if you do have air conditioning. And stay hydrated, of course. That's very important. One of the things I do, I'll take a quart of drinking water and put a quarter teaspoon of Himalayan sea salt in with that water, that quart of water. It doesn't taste salty, by the way. It's not enough to make the water taste salty. My description would be it kind of gives it a smooth taste and helps with getting electrolytes balanced. Don't drink Gatorade. Seriously, don't do it. Don't buy it. Don't consume it. Soft drinks, they're all bad. Some are worse than others. Diet soft drinks are the worst. But all these soft drinks have way too much sugar. The diet soft drinks have the artificial sweeteners. They're basically, if I was king, I would make them, I would outlaw them, quite frankly. But I'm not king, so I can't outlaw them. Alcohol actually dehydrates you, and it may sound counterintuitive, but it does. But so stay properly hydrated. Just do some walking. You can walk around the neighborhood, walk around your property, whatever it is. Practice carrying a good-sized stick would be good. Be sure to swing your arms. Maybe a book bag. You don't want to walk around the neighborhood looking like you're on some kind of tactical operation wearing military gear. You really don't want to cause that kind of attention to be drawn to yourself. The farthest I would go would be to wear tactical boots because they can be very comfortable and really support your feet. But otherwise, just plain casual clothing that is typically seen in the area you live in. That's what you want to wear when you're out in public. A book bag is pretty innocuous. Not a military-style tactical bag, but just a plain old book bag. Put some books in it, maybe a gallon or two of water to get a little bit of weight and help your workout. My wife was talking about a young woman that we know, that we interact with professionally. This woman's only been out of high school 4 years, 22 years old, and complaining about ankle pain, knee pain, and joint pain. And I said to my wife, well, honey, if I wore a 50-pound backpack all day, I would have pain in my ankles, knees, and hips also. It's a tragic situation to see a young woman who should be in her prime physical condition carrying 60, 75, 80 pounds extra weight. But that's become the norm, unfortunately, in our country. The parents don't know what proper nutrition is, so how could they possibly instruct their children or help their children have proper nutrition? You can't. You can't teach somebody you don't know yourself, can you? The schools now... I took an adult evening course. This has been quite a while ago, probably, I'm going to say 16, 17 years ago. And it was held at one of the most upscale high schools, public high schools in the metro St. Louis area. Ladue High School was the premises for the adult evening class that I took. I took this class three times. I ended up being an adjunct instructor myself. But in the foyer of the high school, there was a lineup of, I'm going to say, 10 or 12 vending machines. Now, it was a mixed bag of somewhat healthy things, such as fruit juices and granola bars, and, of course, quite a few things that were just loaded with sugar, candy bars, soft drinks, and so forth. And I looked at those machines lined up, and I thought, well, here's a big part of the problem right here. Now, of course, the high school would get proceeds from providing the space for those machines. The vendors, of course, pay money in order to have the opportunity to sell all these sugary snacks to the high school students. So what are we doing to ourselves? What are we doing to ourselves? I look at photographs of youngsters in high school and grade school and in the local newspaper. And frequently there's photographs of the instructors also. And I'm thinking to myself, this is our future. We're 18-year-old boys and girls who should be in the best physical condition that they will ever be in. Typically, there's always exceptions, of course. But an 18-year-old is typically in the best physical condition they will ever be their entire life. And to see these youngsters who are not height, weight, proportionate at that point, I'm thinking, we're in deep trouble. We're in really, really deep trouble. Because that's our future. That's our future right there. Those smiling young faces that graduated from high school a few weeks ago. That's our future. And I'm seeing in a not-too-distant future for these youngsters, issues with diabetes, issue with joint pain, multiple issues that come with not being height, weight, proportionate, carrying an extra 50 pounds, extra 60 pounds, or more. It's so sad. And it doesn't have to be that way. It's a matter of ignorance. It's a matter of lack of education. I don't know what they're teaching in these schools for nutrition. I really don't. I know what they taught us way back in the day was not true. It was largely based on lobbying efforts by the dairy industry and so forth. But this needs to be corrected. It really does. The public schools need to teach proper nutrition. They really do. With the main focus being on fruits and vegetables, eliminating the sugary snacks, eliminating all soft drinks, drinking pure water, not water that's filled up with sodium fluoride, which is a horrible, dangerous, toxic poison. Chlorine. Chlorine is something we use to kill people in World War I. It's a very toxic, poisonous gas. Some of these things will cost a little bit of money. Some don't cost any money at all. Public water supply is a really big deal. And the powers that be have done a great job concealing and confusing, obfuscating the true nature of these public water supplies. I have to give credit where credit is due. They're doing a great job. I believe it was Rochester, New York, was the first public water supply to have sodium fluoride put in it. And I read an article a few years ago where the then mayor of Rochester discovered the true nature of what sodium fluoride does to people when they consume it. And she got very, very angry. There's a letter posted at my website. I'm going to go there right now. This would be helpful for all of you. As people are looking for evidence. Let's look at free downloads. Okay. Free downloads. And then we'll scroll down here and I'll get to this letter. It's down a little bit, about maybe halfway down. It says, "Why I'm now officially opposed to adding fluoride in drinking water." Now, you can find several dozen, maybe 50 or 100 articles talking about the dangers of sodium fluoride in drinking water. That's pretty easy to do. But what's difficult to do is to find somebody with these credentials, Dr. Hardy Leinbeck. Now, Dr. Leinbeck is a dentist. He's not just any dentist. He was the president of the Canadian Dental Association. How about that? And basically, what he's doing in this letter is apologizing, asking for forgiveness, apologizing to his entire country for what he previously advocated. He previously advocated putting sodium fluoride in the public water supply. How humiliating. So, you know, the Canadian system is pretty similar to ours. What these systems do is they identify bright young men and women very early, typically in grade school. They identify the bright young boys and girls. They challenge them. They promote them. They advocate for them to the point where these youngsters, when they graduate from high school, typically get college scholarships. So Dr. Harding went on to graduate from high school, get his four-year degree, then go to dental school, rise through the ranks to the point where he became the president of the Canadian Dental Association. Very prestigious position to be in. And I'm sure he was, obviously held in high regard by his family, by his friends, by his associates, held in high regard by the association that voted him to be president, Canadian Dental Association. And he had an awakening. I don't know how. It's been a while since I read his letter. It doesn't matter how. All that matters is that he finally figured out the true nature of putting one of the most dangerous, one of the most toxic poisons known to mankind in the public water supply. But there's more to it than that. This is important. I haven't talked about this publicly for quite a while. We got open lines here, so we may as well talk about it, right? First, I'll mention a reference book. There's two reference books. One is the Merck Manual. Many people are aware of the Merck Manual. The Merck Pharmaceutical Company, they published a book called the Merck Manual that pretty much every doctor's office in the United States has in that office. Very well-respected medical reference book. Another one that's not quite as well-known, but published by the same people, the Merck Index, of which I have a copy. The Merck Index, and I don't know how frequently they republish it, once a year or so. It lists every chemical and chemical compound that's known, and they give the makeup of it, how it's manufactured, what its industrial uses are, and any dangers it may pose in terms of handling it and so forth, including sodium fluoride. Now, sodium fluoride, when it's a dry powder, is relatively benign. However, when you mix it with water, it becomes very caustic. In fact, one of the industrial uses of sodium fluoride in water is to etch glass. Now, there aren't many things that can etch glass. And when you see windows that have been etched, that may be the way it was done. There's different ways to etch glass, but using sodium fluoride is one of the ways. Now, for you people that are maybe 60 and over, you may recall this. Others, it may not be quite as much in the front of your brain, but beginning in the mid-1960s, we started getting reports in major American cities about lead poisoning. And this is the story, that paint was flaking off these homes that had lead paint in them, and children, especially little black children, were eating these flakes of paint and getting the classic signs of lead poisoning. Here's the classic signs of lead poisoning: reduced IQ, loss of fine motor ability, the ability to manipulate things with your fingers in a fine sense, fine motor ability, and other health concerns involving internal organs. We'll get to this after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's where my new Prague video is now produced and available, ready for immediate shipment. Top left-hand banner at thelibertyman.com. Mayo Clinic lists the following as symptoms of lead poisoning in children. Developmental delay, learning difficulties. Well, I mentioned low IQ, didn't I? Irritability, loss of appetite, weight loss, sluggishness and fatigue, abdominal pain, vomiting, constipation, hearing loss, seizures. Okay. We started seeing these reports of children, especially little black children in their cities, getting the classic signs of lead poisoning, and it was being blamed on these children eating paint chips contaminated by lead. Now, here's what you're supposed to believe. Now, interiors of homes, now, there's homes in St. Louis that go back to the early part of the 19th century. I lived in an apartment building that was built probably around 1860 or so myself for a period of time. And they've been painting these walls and woodwork with lead-based paint for more than a century. So what we're supposed to believe is that for more than a century, the paint was fine. It wasn't chipping off. No little children were getting lead poisoning. And then all of a sudden, after more than a century, the paint all of a sudden started chipping off, and little children started eating these paint chips and got lead poisoning. That's what you're supposed to believe. Well, that's not what happened. Here's what happened. Late 1950s, early 1960s, these cities started putting sodium fluoride in the drinking water, making a caustic solution. Now, I'm the first oldest son in the Moore family to not become a plumber since the 19th century. My great-grandfather, Henry Moore, immigrated from Ireland with his wife. He was a plumber. His oldest son, John Moore, was a plumber. His oldest son, Daniel Moore, my father, was a plumber, and I became an intelligence analyst and a homicide detective. But I grew up doing plumbing work. And for decades, we had fresh water delivered in copper pipes joined by solder, which is lead-based, which is fine. Poses no health risk at all, as long as you got plain water in the pipes. That lead stays right where it's supposed to be if it's just plain water. Now, you go back to the 19th century and possibly early part of the 20th century, water pipes were pure lead. Once again, no problem if you've got pure water in the pipes. Pure water cannot and will not leach out the lead. It can't. And here comes the however. However, once you make a solution of sodium fluoride and water, then something else happens. The sodium fluoride leaches the lead out of the pipes, puts it in a solution, and you drink it. There was a lawsuit, and I haven't followed up on it in probably 7 or 8 years, in Washington, D.C., where the plaintiffs were suing the District of Columbia for poisoning the entire city by putting sodium fluoride in the water and leaching the lead out of the pipes, thus poisoning the entire population of Washington, D.C. I don't know what the status of that lawsuit is, what happened to it, if it's still in the works as a viable lawsuit, or if it was dismissed, or if there was some kind of settlement. It should have been major news because as far as I know, every major city in the United States puts sodium fluoride in drinking water with the same consequences. Let's go back to the early 1960s. It didn't take very long before there was a meeting, meetings held in all these cities with the mayor, the legal counsel for the city, the scientists, the insurance representatives, whoever else needed to be there, public relations people. And basically, the meeting started out with the mayor saying, "Gentlemen, we got a problem." And they needed a solution. And the solution they came up with was blaming the lead poisoning on lead-based paint. That became the story more than half a century ago. That's still the story. It's a complete fabrication. Absolutely complete fabrication. Now, since then, the lead poisoning continues because the pipes are still the pipes, the sodium fluoride still the fluoride, sodium fluoride, and taking the lead out of the paint hasn't changed anything. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yeah, there's a lot there. We've been building and adding to and taking away from this website for quite a few years. It's a work in progress, obviously. I wrote an alert. It's been almost a year ago, November 27th, 2017. It's been black and red banner up there at the top. And it has to do with EMP. I don't want to dwell on it too much, but I initially thought that for several years that the government's failure to protect the national power grid from EMP was just a byproduct of the dysfunction in Washington, D.C. It turns out it was intentional, at least under the Obama administration. The Obama administration intentionally blocked any possibility of the United States Congress authorizing the money to protect the national power grid. Very disappointing, but not surprising. Given the fact that, and as far as I'm concerned, it is a fact that Hussein Obama is a communist Muslim traitor to our country. Also, my website, of course, are Energy Cleaners. This is my home business. When you get yourself an Energy Cleaner, you're on the road to gaining optimal health and well-being. If you have arthritis pain, Is there anybody who doesn't know someone with arthritis in our culture? Of course, everybody knows somebody with arthritis issues. Everybody gets relief, some completely, some partly, with arthritis pain with the Energy Cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, the same thing. Not getting a great night's sleep? Well, once again, of course, we all know somebody who doesn't get a great night's sleep every night. The Energy Cleaner will help with that. Only $285 should be included. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. The factory-made fitted mattress pads are very comfortable. It's a great combination. Most people these days are getting their mattress pad right at the get-go. You can place your order for the Energy Cleaner using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can send me a check or money order. My address is at my website also at thelibertyman.com. And I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. You won't be talking to somebody in Mumbai. Be very polite, young men and women in St. Louis, Missouri. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We do have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Before we get to our first caller here, I want to mention something that Dr. Deagle told me a number of years ago. He says, John, in cities that fluoridate their water, you will have no high school graduates with an IQ of 180 or higher. You won't, which is, the genius level is around 140, 150. How sad is that? What are we doing to ourselves? Here's our first call. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
John, yes, can sir. You hear me okay?
It's fine. Go ahead.
I had a couple of questions on things that I've heard your program over the years. One is, I heard you say one time you wear merino wool socks, whether it's 10 degrees or 110.
That's right.
And I was wondering, if you do that in the summertime, how do you avoid foot problems from, your feet sweating and forming the little blisters?
Great,
and stuff?
Great question. And I had, when I was a youngster, I had athlete's foot really bad. But great question. Now, first of all, I wore cotton socks for 50 years in the summertime. And guess what? Your feet sweat anyway.
Okay.
But here's the difference. When you wear cotton socks and you got sweaty feet, your feet stay wet. When you wear merino wool socks, the sweat is taken away from your feet. And they might be slightly damp, but they're not that cold, clammy, sweaty dampness you get when you wear cotton socks. That's the difference. So you're avoiding the issues that come with wearing cotton socks in hot weather when you wear merino wool socks. Now, merino is a special kind of wool. The fibers are longer than regular wool. Therefore, for almost all people, almost all the time, they don't itch.
Yeah, I wear them almost totally in the fall and winter and, early spring, too. Anyway, that's excellent. And the next question had to do actually with bullets. A friend of mine, and this happened, I don't know, a few months ago, owns a ranch down south of me here. And he was playing around. He bought him a 17 HMR, which is, it fires a little 17 grain bullet at about 20. I think it's 2,800 feet per second. I could be wrong.
They're fast. A 17 caliber, right?
Yeah. So it's extremely fast. And so, anyway, he had a 1,000-yard range at his ranch, and one morning there was a guy, there was a coyote out there around the 300-yard mark chasing something back and forth. And he sat there and watched it for about a minute. And then he decided, man, I've got this rifle right here. So he had sighted it in the day before. And so he said he was just going to see if it would do anything, because he raises cattle and they kill the calves pretty regular. Anyway.
Right.
So he shoots this coyote. at 300, he said about 305 yards, and it dropped like somebody had dropped a ton of bricks on it. And so he said, well, I got to go find out what happened. And so he went out there and he opened that coyote up, and it had literally had just that little bullet had went just inside the skin, the rib cage, and basically exploded. There was right. just like nothing left in there. Okay. He said everything was almost in pieces. So I know you're a real 308 fan, and I do understand your thinking on that, because, you know, heavier bullet, you know, Taylor method says it transfers more energy and there's more knockdown power and all of that. But my question is kind of, you know, do you see a use for these super high velocity weapons like that? Even the there used to be a 17 caliber that was a neck down 223 caliber case, and it was just blistering hot at over 4,000 feet per second.
Right.
And so I was curious about your thoughts on a use for those kind of weapons, or if you're just going to, or do you pretty much just try to stay with one caliber?
Right. You're talking about for military use? Is that your question?
Well, yeah, military, but in a survival situation, you know, it's hard to carry around as, you know, a lot more ammo, as much ammo. Like, I could probably carry 1,000 rounds of 17 HMR for what you could carry around 100 rounds of 308. You know, if
right,
we were,
right.
I'm not talking about if we were fighting one another. I'm saying if we were, if you had to just travel and long range distance, they're quite lethal. You know, and I've heard that the 17 will go right through a Kevlar vest. I do not know if that's true or not, but I have heard that. I was just curious your thinking on, you know, survival and with both of those, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, those are good questions, and we could spend a lot of time discussing that. yeah. I have one of my rifles. I don't have a 17 caliber barrel for it, but it's a CZ bolt action, and I've got the 22 mag and I got the 22 long rifle. I haven't got the 17 caliber barrel for it because adding another caliber is a tremendous complication for logistics for anybody who's owns a number of firearms. That aside, the logistics part aside, these blistering fast calibers, they will wear out the barrel. You'll get half the useful life out of a barrel than you would if you with a more normal caliber in terms of the speed of that bullet coming out. Those, you get up around 2,500, 3,000, or 4,000 feet per second. You're going to wear out the barrel really fast. It's pretty easy, Kyle, to find calibers that have some very distinct advantages to them on one hand. On the other, you know, we're talking about survival for as a general topic as opposed to people's specialized needs. I usually just recommend 22 long rifle. That will do most anything that needs to be done. I wouldn't want to defend my life against a grizzly bear or a big brown bear with a 22 long rifle. Although my buddies in Special Forces have interviewed the Eskimo scouts, and they claim to have killed everything up to and including polar bears with 22 long rifle. Not that they would be my first choice, it would be my last choice. So it's a matter of personal preference, I think, Kyle. If you're happy with a 17 caliber, what it does, how it does it, the cost, the weight of the bullets, the rifle it's going to be shot out of. There's a limited number of rifles in that 17 caliber. It is becoming more popular, but more limited choices in terms of the rifles. And are there any pistols shooting that caliber? Do you know?
Yeah, there is there's a FN makes a pistol that will shoot those. They're extremely expensive, And I've heard that there's a company making a small bullpup that will shoot that as well. Right. The one thing I will tell you, John, I have one of those Savage. It's just a Savage and a 17 HMR. And I've shot, I used to have a farm out west of where I live now, but and there would be, we'd just get overrun a lot of times with rabbits, and they'd get into the garden and everything, so I eliminated a lot of rabbits. And I shot most of those with a .22 long rifle.
Right.
And so the thing that I found interesting is, if I shot them with a .22, most of the time they would drop where they were. But right. sometimes, I would say maybe 20% of the time, there's a way they would crawl or get underneath a building, or you know what I'm saying. They would try to, it wouldn't instantly drop them. Since I've switched over to this 17, I'm telling you, John, and I still have a 22. Don't get me wrong, 22 long right. rifle is still one of my go-to calibers. But since I've shot this 17. I have never seen anything so devastating in my life. I mean, you know, if you shot squirrels out of a tree or something, sometimes they'll just hang on, and sometimes they'll stay up there with a .22, you know. But I'm telling you, John, the 17, you shoot something with this 17, a squirrel or a rabbit, I'm telling you, it instantly drops to the ground like, I mean, really. You're talking about lead paint. I mean, these things drop like lead paint. It's amazing the devastation that these things cause. I've never been so impressed with such a light little tiny bullet in my life.
Well, here's what happens, Kyle. That tremendous velocity gives tremendous hydrostatic pressure inside whatever it hits, and the creature basically explodes is what happens with that tremendous hydrostatic pressure. That's what's going
on
there.
That's exactly correct. Anyway, I just thought I would try to get the other. I had one last question for you. Are you a fan of the 6.5 Creedmoor?
Well, I'm reading up on it. The U.S. Army is considering that along with two other calibers for their new battle rifle. It's got a lot of things going for it, and I'm certainly not going to put it down. It looks like a very highly desirable cartridge from a lot of aspects, and I'm keeping an open mind on it. It certainly has a lot, like I say, a lot of desirable aspects in terms of velocity, trajectory, the terminal effects of it, and so forth. Changing over from something like a 308 to a 5.6 Creedmoor is a massive decision for a lot of reasons, and it may incorporate it along with some existing calibers. I don't know, but it's time for the 5.56 NATO to go bye-bye, in my opinion. When you got your own men making fun of your own weaponry, you got a serious problem. We've been doing it now for half a century, calling the M16 the Mickey Mouse gun and so forth. The mouse gun. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, John. Good show
okay.
as usual.
Okay, Kyle. Appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I was talking to Bill and Casey from Arizona last night. We had some lengthy conversations, and mentioning how the news media focuses on things that really don't matter, such as who President Trump may have spent time with privately before he was president. Maybe it was Stormy Daniels. So what? That's major news? I don't think so. I think poisoning most of the people in this country with sodium fluoride in drinking water, now that's news. It's been going on now for more than half a century, starting in the late 1950s. One of the consequences of my family, my parents, leaving St. Louis County when I was a freshman in high school was I didn't get poisoned for very long. They had just begun the poisoning maybe 2 or 3 years before that. And we moved out of the city, and I finished my adolescence drinking well water out in Jefferson County, Missouri. I'm so happy that took place for that reason. poisoning most of the people in this country every day with sodium fluoride in drinking water. Incredibly toxic. The adverse effects of sodium fluoride, I don't have the list here in front of me, but first of all, it weakens bones and actually weakens teeth. It's actually adverse to what the public perception is. It actually harms your teeth. It harms every internal organ in your body. It actually can change your body at the DNA level in very bad ways. Here's our break. Stay tuned. Right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 7th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. Major news. These news cycles are a hoot. Something of little, if any, consequence gets all blown up out of proportion. It's major, major news for a week, 10 days, 14 days, sometimes longer. And they move on to the next thing. I just saw something here on the internet. It's an advertisement. It says, invest like the pros. Don't wait. Learn more. They spelled learn incorrectly. Tim Spencer and I talk about this, how respected publications such as the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Reuters, UPI, and so forth, have egregious issues with misspelled words, incorrect English, incorrect grammar. It's very humiliating to see that. It really is. If I was working for those publications, I think I would be just pretty embarrassed. If you know somebody who consumes a public water supply, you probably do. Of course you do. Especially if it's somebody you really care about. You need to let them read the letter. It's published. Maybe you might want to print it out. Print out the letter written by the president of the Canadian Dental Association apologizing to the entire country for once advocating putting sodium fluoride in a drink in the public water supply. This is how bad it is. I've seen gallons of drinking water specifically for babies that have sodium fluoride in that water for the babies. Let's make sure that baby gets a good dose of poison every day. I don't know how many, but several European countries ban the placement of sodium fluoride in public water supply. Good for them. That's all I can say is good for them. Now, there's different ways this thing can be approached. First of all, I don't advocate drinking distilled water. I really don't. It's dead. It's neutral. There's nothing in it. Obviously, it'll hydrate you, but it doesn't have the essential minerals that healthy drinking water does. Spring water is probably the best if you can get good quality spring water. I use a Berkey when I'm drinking city water. I use a Berkey that's got the extra filter to take out the sodium fluoride, but it leaves behind the helpful healthy minerals that are in the water. Reverse osmosis, about the same thing as distilled water. It takes out all the good stuff along with the bad stuff. Here's our top of the hour break. Stay tuned. Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.